to you. Happy birthday, dear Senator Romney. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my goodness. What I've always wanted. Look at that. Holy cow. That's fantastic. Wow. What are you guys going to have? Look at this. This is never going to work, is it?
Don't burn yourself.
These are all wishes I'm getting. All these wishes.
Paige made it. Paige designed it.
No, really?
It's beautiful.
Are you kidding? Paige, did you do this? You are sick.
Not the first time I've heard that.
Goodness gracious. Look at this. Wow. Glad I haven't had breakfast yet.
Good afternoon, Michael Malice here, or good evening, some might call it, your favorite Twinkie, with a fresh birthday cake full of nightshade for you to blow on. Did you notice how fucking demented that was? You know, when they create robots, there's something called the Uncanny Valley, which is when things are close enough to look human that it actually gets disturbing because it's not quite right. Like, stuffed animals are fine, but when you get into, like, talking mannequin territory, that's when the human mind freaks out. And notice, like, the android senator from Utah, Dave Smith's favorite guy, he didn't blow out all the candles at once. He picked them off one by one to blow them off, as if he does not familiar with the candle blowing process. But also notice, is that true? Is that true? Holy shit, is that true? How would they know? Wait. Why you do this? Why would they do this? Why would they do this? Also notice that even in unison, his staff wasn't allowed to call him Mitt. Happy birthday, Senator Romney. Know your place, people. Now, while I frantically check Twitter, it is time for a new segment here on Nightshade that we like to call food.
They'll fill up your gullet and make you feel in a good mood. Easily buy yourself enough food.
And joining me today, it might be true. No, there he is. God damn it. They got me. I got trolled. Not gonna lie, I got trolled. I got trolled good. Yeah, that's how you do it. Yo, you fuckers! You fuckers! Wait, okay. Joining me is Eric Nagel, who's gonna walk us through some of the fun new products on your shelves these days. Okay, Eric, have a seat. I'm gonna turn my phone off. Okay, we got a bunch of stuff. Now, you host a bunch of stuff regarding food.
Well, I have another radio show at another place, but I have an account on Instagram called The Consumer that I've been doing.
The Consumer is the username.
The Consumer, all one word, that I've been doing since the Opie and Anthony days and still continue to do so, where I happen to be in supermarkets and dollar stores and all these weird places and find all these new products and unique things that most people don't know about. And I'll buy them, I'll taste them, I'll do a dumb little review that is not pompous and arrogant like a lot of food blogs are, where they try to make it seem like they're so more cultured than you are, right, for not trying these things or not knowing about these things.
It's Pringles, people.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Let's get some perspective.
So I'll try it, and I'll tell you flat out what I think it tastes like, but it's always, you know, try it for yourself.
But the thing is, this is a strategy now with many of these companies, which is, when Oreos is a good example, there's like 60, I think literally 60 kinds of Oreos,
yeah,
limited edition, mm-hmm, but the premise is we're going to get something weird, with no intention that people are going to buy this twice.
Right.
It's just like the old strategy with CDs, right? You're going to have that one good song. Mm-hmm. You can't get the single. There's no iTunes. You have to buy the whole album. It's like, all right, you want to try these Peeps flavored Oreos? Yeah. You're buying that whole box, and we don't give a fuck if you throw them out.
Yeah, you don't get like a little sample packet at the impulse area of the checkout that's like three Oreos of the new flavor. You got to buy the whole thing. And also with Oreos, same amount of money, but it's smaller.
Is it?
It's smaller than the regular Oreos, same exact price, just because it's the limited edition flavor, and there's less Oreos in there, but you're paying the full price for the
original ones. I've always and will always continue to say that I think Chips Ahoy are better than Oreos.
That's fair. I grew up with Chips Ahoy. My dad loved Chips Ahoy because he grew up with Chips Ahoy because it's been around forever. Oreo is fine. Oreo itself originally is great. When they started doing all these weird flavors is where they lost me. And that kind of signaled to all these other companies, hey, we can do that too. So Lay's potato chips, every year they put out a whole bunch of different flavors under the guise of a voting contest.
And the other thing that's annoying about these flavors is that often, which is disappointing to me, which is why I enjoy doing this segment so people don't waste their money, there'll be obviously some company that invented a flavoring, like fragrance does this too. And they'll call it, like grape candy tastes nothing like grapes. Right?
No.
So they'll have something that's like jalapeno poppers, and it's like some jalapeno flavor. It's like, this is not jalapeno poppers. This is your graphic design, and it's just got one additional note to the regular list.
Yeah, that's a problem with a lot of, especially you find it more in the potato chips, where they promise all this unique combination. Like, this is going to be mozzarella sticks and marinara, and you taste it, and it doesn't taste, it's like, for some reason, it still tastes like sour cream.
Yeah.
You know, that seems to be the big thing, that everything has sour cream in it, and you're like, this doesn't really... And now you're trying to bullshit yourself and convince yourself that it tastes like what the picture is on the bag because it's all psychological. And it's like, it doesn't taste like that at all. And you're wasting your money on it.
So we have four things to try here today.
Yes.
First, we're going to try, and this is courtesy of Chris Spath. He sent these in. I'm a big Sour Patch guy. These are Sour Patch Kids marshmallows.
You can see that, right?
Okay. And they're transparent.
Yeah.
So let's each try one of these. We tried them before. They were horrible.
Yeah.
Because these are Peeps, right?
Yeah. They're essentially Peeps with the Sour
Patch. I'm going to get a red one.
Kids flavoring.
Now, the thing about Sour Patch Kids, why I'm dreading eating a second one of this, is Sour Patch is sour powder on top of a tart candy. Except
yeah.
For the red isn't as tart. This is sour on top of really, really sweet, which I don't think are friends.
I'm not a marshmallow fan at all, which I know is probably un-American and unworldly because everyone loves marshmallows, but I've never been a marshmallow fan, and having to eat Peeps always nauseated me.
And these are at least
soft. Now having to do a candy that I know essentially isn't bad, but in the, yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of times the marshmallow's hard.
This is like insulation.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm going in. It's really not good.
All right. No, this is horrible.
It's horrible.
But here's the thing. The dust, the powder from the Sour Patch falls off the marshmallow instantly. So if you're really in it for the Sour Patch taste, you suck on it a couple seconds, it's all gone.
Ugh. Oh man.
You can spit the marshmallow out.
We got bowls there. The other thing is the powder goes on top of the other ones, so the blue ones end up looking like they're diseased. Can we get a shot of this?
Yeah.
Where do I put it? See, it gets covered in the... It's not a good look.
Not good at all.
All right, so these are a miss.
Yeah.
It's a total miss.
It makes sense in a way because people love Peeps, and Peeps does the same thing too. They put out limited edition special flavors. Like the other big one that's out right now is pancakes and maple syrup.
Okay.
Which are hard to get. It's only in certain areas, but people online, anything to cause a viral sensation, eBay and internet
market,
frenzy,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
All it's about. It's not about how good the product is anymore. It's what will get people tweeting about this thing.
Well, not even tweeting, because now Good Morning America could be like, hold your horses, now there's a chicken flavor, and it's just chicken powder.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make this yourself in your house. It's literally the chicken consomme or chicken broth that they soak. I've had that. You have potato chips that are soaked in. I'm like, I know this. This is just chicken consomme.
Right.
And it tastes good, but it's not like holy shit.
Well, I know we've talked about it off air. I don't know if you talked about it on your show about what KFC started to do this stuff.
Tell the story, yeah.
Right before Christmas, they put out Yule logs, like the burnable logs for your fireplace. And it was supposed to smell like KFC chicken. It's the 11 herbs and spices. And I finally got, somebody sent one to me because they were hard to get. And you light it and you smell it instantly, but like, if you're in a room with a candle, the scent disappears right away because you're in that room with the candle. So you leave the room, you come back in to reset, and it doesn't smell like the 11 herbs or spices. So it's a gimmick, but it's not something that's going to last long because it doesn't really deliver what it was supposed to intend to. It sounds like a good idea.
All you need to do is get a bucket of KFC, eat it, and leave the bucket. It'll sink up your house, the KFC, for a long time.
Leave a couple of skins, some bones, put it in the corner, and you're good.
You're good.
Then they moved from the log to gravy candles, which we were only giving out in Europe. So they made candles that were supposed to be the essence of their gravy, which apparently a lot of people love the KFC gravy. And that was a limited thing, too. Not even worldwide or even in the United States, in Europe. So you had to be over there and hope to try to get one of these things on the day that it put it up on their website. And then now they just announced they're making KFC hot tubs, where the hot tub looks like the bucket.
What do you mean a hot tub?
A big
you could sit in, like a human being could sit in?
They're raising money. There's like a Kickstarter thing for it, where they're raising money to build a hot tub that looks like the KFC bucket. And then they're going to give it away, or I don't know what they're going to do with it, but that's what just came out, that they're making a KFC-style hot tub. Why?
Isn't that just a deep fat fryer?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. We're going to be frying humans.
All right. We got Peep cereal. I've seen this already at Target. Let's try a piece of this dry.
Right there.
I tried a piece in the cabinet. It was horrific.
Yeah. It looks, for everybody there, it's marshmallows with what looks like to be Fruit Loops.
Right.
But
it doesn't taste like Fruit Loops.
Always, too, when you're doing these things, you smell it first, because the smell will either tell you if it's going to be good or bad.
Yeah, I'm going to grab one.
When I opened this initially, it smelled like a musty attic. Like, it did not smell good.
Yeah, no, it smells like old books.
Yeah. It's got that musty
smell. And not
smell.
A good way. It's very musty.
It's supposed to be a fruity, marshmallowy cereal.
It's that vanilla, that fake vanilla,
right,
to the nth degree,
right,
which is really not good.
So the rings themselves don't have any fruit flavoring. They're coated
It's not even vanilla over Fruit Loops. It's just the vanilla.
Yeah. So you have that over the rings, and then the marshmallows itself are, you know, what's that other brand that makes the cheaper version of cereals? It starts with an M.
I don't know.
You can buy them in big bags.
Yeah, like bags.
Like a knockoff of Fruit Loops or Lucky Charms or whatever.
It's like Fruit Rings.
Yeah, it's something like that, but it's that. It's not even the marshmallows that they use for Lucky Charms. It's just really bad marshmallows.
How does it taste?
You ever? I'll tell you exactly what it tastes like. Swiss Miss.
Oh, that's good. Give me one.
If you ever try to open the package and not make the hot chocolate and just try to eat the little dehydrated marshmallows that are in there.
But why aren't they bunny shaped?
Or chick shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because that would cost extra money, I guess.
It's not lucky. It's like cheaper Lucky Charms.
Right.
I don't want to. You know what? We had the milk. I don't even want to try this with milk. It's going to be so sweet and gross.
Yeah.
And I like. Listen, not only do I like Cadbury Cream Eggs, I own CadburyCreamEggs.com. That's how much I like sweet. This is too much for me.
I have never liked Cadbury. I'm not a candy person in that sense. Anything with nougat, caramel,
there's
marshmallow.
A whole ritual with it.
Yeah, I've seen things online, but I've never been a Cadbury person.
Okay, now we also have, and this is from Grayson Mitchell from my Facebook group. We have this rare gin. It's local to Pittsburgh. It's called Quantum Spirits. This is their experimental series. And what's cool about this is they're experimenting with aging the gin in barrels.
Okay.
So you can only get this in Pittsburgh. So thank you so much to Grayson, and we're going to try this. I like anything nerdy and weird and liquory.
Yeah, I'm all about that, too. It's amazing how far even alcohol has come, where you had...
Let me put my mouth on this, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I trust you.
where
alcohol has come from, where now everything's being aged in barrels.
Yeah.
Where you had... liquor being aged in wine barrels, and now wine is being aged in bourbon barrels.
Right.
And it's just cross-pollinating everything. And now we have gin that was sitting in some kind of barrel.
Look at this glass topper. That's so cool. Ooh. Okay, we're going to smell
it. Looks like old frontier medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, it smells interesting. It smells very interesting. We're going to try a little bit. This is the Arduous March 3, people. Just a little bit. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Help yourself, sir. There's all the sciencey stuff in the back. Let me show them the bottle. Can you, after you pour it. Oh, you poured some already?
No, not yet. I'm finished. I'm emptying this.
So on the back of the bottle, can we get a shot of this? It's got a script like with like for NPCs.
Oh, wow.
Focusing.
It's as good as it's going to get.
It says, like, mash underscore bill, rye equals 0.5, malted underscore rye equals 0.5, botanicals equals true, key botanicals equals open quote, juniper, cucumber, cardamom, orris root, black pepper, close quote. So I like this. It's written like a program.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. It's got a strong, is it burnt or is it medicinal scent?
Yeah, it's got a medicine-y
scent. It's a medicine-y scent, yeah. All right.
It's almost like what barbershops would clean their homes
okay.
in.
Let's see if this is going to get my testicles to drop. Ooh, it's weird. And strong.
It's smooth and strong at the same time.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Like, it's smooth when you're drinking it, but by the time you swallow it, it starts to burn.
Yeah. I don't know. This is something I'd have to mix, I think, with other things.
Yeah, I don't think this is your gin and tonic kind of gin.
But it's 84 proof.
Which isn't too bad.
But what I don't know what I'd mix this with. Something fruity. You'd have to cut that, right?
Yeah. Maybe lime? Something lime-based?
It's got that. It feels like gin mixed with a bitter. That's what it feels like. Yeah. It's a gin mixed with a bitter.
Maybe something like a mojito style, lime or something with that.
Very cool bottle. I'm very excited about this. And the last thing we have to try.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
This is an issue for me.
Okay.
I grew up in Brooklyn. I'm from Eastern Europe. Went to yeshiva. Pickled shit is in my DNA. I love everything pickled.
Me too.
At the same time, this green pickle juice is not real pickle brine. Like, pickle brine should be clear. It shouldn't be chemically. This Vlasic shit, get the fuck out of here. Pickles shouldn't be fluorescent.
Right.
They have to have spices floating around. So this kind of synthetic or inorganic bullshit pickle stuff drives me crazy. And now they're putting in everything, and it's like, this isn't actually pickle brine. It's like pickle flavored in the same sense that grape flavoring does not taste like grapes.
I think in the case of actual pickles that in the green liquid, it's just food dye.
Is it literally?
I think it's just food dye, because I know what you're talking about, but I think just as a marketing thing way back in the day, they started making it green because cucumbers are green, so they were just associating it with pickles being cucumbers. And for people that weren't from, you know, the old countries or the old world in America, 1950s Madison Avenue kind of thing, well, pickles are cucumbers. Cucumbers are green. Let's color it green.
Or it could be even, I'm not even joking, a molecular gastronomy thing to tell the audience, like, look, we transformed these cucumbers into pickles through this magic liquid.
Or it could be something as dumb as, you know, food association with colors.
Yeah, okay.
You know, when they came out with purple ketchup, all they did was change the food dye in there with Heinz so kids would eat it. But then kids were disgusted because they associate ketchup with being red.
Right.
They won't eat it. So you associate anything pickle with being green.
Yeah, okay. So this is Pickle Pops.
Yeah. Bob's
Sport.
Pickle Pops.
Why say
Pops?
Sport on it?
I don't know. Maybe that's the mascot then.
Okay. It just says Sport.
It's Bob's Pickle Pops, and it says to enjoy frozen or unfrozen.
Okay.
So if you don't have these in the freezer, it's like drinking flavor ice unfrozen. You're just doing a pickleback shot, you know?
So this is filtered water, vinegar, salt, and natural flavoring. So this is just going to be like a vinegar pop, I think.
Right.
Or the natural flavoring. It's going to be that pickle flavoring, which I hate.
It's probably going to taste like Vlasic.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it. That stork, man. Why is there a stork on a pickle jar? Pickles get. I guess because when you're pregnant, you crave pickles. Is that it, maybe?
That could be it, too. But also, when they had TV commercials, the stork acted like Groucho Marx.
Oh.
Because he would sit there with the pickle and go like that.
Okay, I'm going to pour some on this bowl so everyone can see what it looks like.
It smells pickle.
It is fluorescent.
Oh, yellow. If you had a black light, this would definitely glow.
Look at that shit. That is fluorescent yellow. It's glowing on the screen. It's literally more yellow than the jar of the bag of Peeps.
One more shade and it'll disappear into the background.
That's fucking crazy. Ugh. All right, we're doing this. Oh.
Not for you, huh?
Oh, my God.
All right.
You know what this tastes like? This tastes like those scratch and sniff stickers from the 80s, the pickle scent, which had nothing to do with pickles. It's that disgusting faux pickle. It's not even the pick. It's not even Vlasic.
It doesn't have. This is like some crappy unknown brand. If you saw it in the supermarket, like, well, look, we got to get pickle chips for the sandwiches. We'll just buy whatever their local brand.
Yeah.
Is. And it doesn't taste as good as, say, Heinz or Vlasic's or any of the other major pickle companies. That's what it tastes like. It's not quite there.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's not salty enough either.
It's so pungent and burning. Not burning like it hurts, but like that astringent taste. This is exactly what those stickers smelled like from the 80s. All right. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
I will see you in a few weeks.
Yes. Take care.
Take care. Thank you. All right. Now we got a couple of actual stories to get through. Let's do the Lori Loughlin story. So this was the big one going on today. Ooh! From The Hollywood Reporter. Actress Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives and Transparent, I believe, and Lori Loughlin from Full House, who was very pretty in her day, and who famously wrote the song You Oughta Know about Dave Coulier, her co-star, are among 40 people, 40, charged in a nationwide college entrance exam scandal, according to court documents filed in Boston today. This is from The Hollywood Reporter. Several college coaches, company CEOs, and one college administrator have been implicated in the scandal, which they're trying to call Operation Varsity Blues. That is fucking stupid. It reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Kent Brockman said, I suggest we call this, but this reporter was voted down. 200 FBI agents worked the case. So the documents show that those who were indicted allegedly paid millions in bribes to get their kids into elite colleges, including Stanford, Yale, and USC. It remains to be seen if we charge any students, said Andrew Lelling with the U.S. Attorney's Office. The schools are not considered co-conspirators. This is like the weird Soul Man remake. Arrest warrants have been issued. 13 of the accused were taken to custody Tuesday morning in the Los Angeles area, including the two ladies here. They were arrested. Oof. Those 13 defendants will be making their initial court appearances this afternoon, beginning sometime after 2 p.m. That happened earlier today. Feds are basing the case on interviews with witnesses, bank records, flight records, emails, cell site data, and wiretaps, and these charges were authorized by a grand jury. The scheme, in some cases, involved parents paying Rick Singer, not Steven Singer, who we like, of Newport Beach, California, who's the founder of a college prep business, to have people take the SAT or SAT for their own kids instead. They allege that Singer paid around $25 million in bribes to coaches and administrators to pretend that clients' children were athletic recruits, thereby guaranteeing admission. Singer pleaded guilty in Boston federal court around 12:30 today to charges including racketeering, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice. Loughlin and her husband were accused of paying, you ready for this shit? $500,000 to USC through Singer's operation in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to the college's crew team, even though they did not participate in crew. Wow. So two things. When I went to Bucknell, one of the things they said, I'm pretty sure this is not uncommon, is colleges insist that you can't be a recruit for a sports team and that's going to give you a leg up, that we only look at academics or the totality of the thing, which is ridiculous if they said this, if I'm remembering correctly. I'm pretty sure I'm remembering correctly. But this is a very, very clever way to be like, oh, my daughter sucks, but she's going to get in because she's going to be on the crew team and have someone else pretend to her to try for crew. That's brilliant. And also, not only is it brilliant, you can't pretend you didn't know what was happening. This is not like, oh, oops, I was cheating, out looking at my phone, blah, blah, blah. No. This is really bad. The couple faces charges of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. The federal government has alleged that USC is a victim in a scheme perpetrated against the university by a longtime athletics department employee, one current coach, and three former coaching staff who were allegedly involved in a college admission scheme and have been charged by the government on multiple charges. This is from USC President Wanda Austin. She said in an email through students. She goes, at this time, we have no reason to believe that admissions employees or senior administrators were aware of the scheme or took part in any wrongdoing, and we believe the government concurs in that assessment. Now, Hoffman and her spouse, William H. Macy, how is he not the biggest name in this article? Were accused of disguising a $15,000 charitable payment in the bribery scheme. The charging papers refer to Macy as spouse. He was not indicted. She faces charges of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. According to the documents, a confidential witness, probably Singer, met with Huffman in her home and explained that he controlled an SAT testing center and could arrange for my co-host does not like this new segment, and arranged for someone to proctor the taking of the test and then correct her daughter's answers afterward. She said to have later exchanged emails with this person in an effort to get 100% extra time for her daughter and to facilitate the taking of the SATs away from her school. This is pretty evil. I gotta say, this is really pretty evil. Her daughter is said to have taken the test in December 2017 and received a 1420, which was a 400% improvement over the previous test. She went from 1020 to 1420. It's a huge leap. Last October, she discussed repeating this for her youngest daughter in a taped conversation that the FBI has obtained. However, she did not go through with the cheating for her youngest daughter, which is this according to court papers and also included in the documents on Tuesday. And charged with conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud is Bill McGlashan, who's a Hollywood investor and co-founder of STX. In an interview with Parade this year, William H. Macy said his children, quote, "My daughters are extraordinary women. They're really a joy. They're both thriving. They've got a life ahead of them, but you can exhale a little bit. They're 16 and 18 years old, and they're good people. My daughter Sophia, the oldest, is going to Los Angeles High School of the Arts. She's thriving there. I know she's going to make a go of it in the business, which I support. I've seen her. She's good. She's really good." How do you know it's really her? I'd be asking for paternity tests if this was me. If my wife is like, let's just have someone take the test for my kid. It's like, just by the way, pee in this cup. No reason. I just have a thing I'm into now. I've been watching a lot of German porn. He added about Sophia. She's going to go to college. I'm the outlier in this thing. We're right now in the thick of college application time, which is so stressful. I'm voting that once she gets accepted, she maybe takes a year off. God doesn't let you be 18 twice. I know from casting, if you need a 25, 26-year-old actress, there are a lot of them out there. They're really good. But if you need a 15 or 16-year-old actress, it's tough. Sophia looks young. This is an opportunity for her. It's just my opinion. We'll see what she wants to do, what Felicity thinks, and how the chips fall. My daughter, Georgia, she's interested in politics. Well, that seems perfect. Political science and pursuing that. She's in a very academic school and killing it. Well, sounds like a modern-day Hillary Clinton. Singer has agreed to plead guilty to racketeering, money laundering, obstruction of justice, after alerting several subjects of the investigation of the probe, according to court papers, and has been cooperating since September 2018 in a bid for leniency. Should I tell the story of how I cheated in college? This is a story I'm proud of. So I hated microeconomics. Microeconomics is price theory. And basically how it was taught, and I need it for my major, it starts with assume perfect competition. And what this setup is a world where all products are identical and every seller has perfect knowledge, which is a ridiculous scenario to start with. And basically it's positing that every bodega is changing their prices using calculus compared to the other. I'm like, this isn't how price theory works in reality, especially as me who had a background with buying lots of comic books and things. I understood pricing to some extent. And I just couldn't handle listening to entire class that I knew was bullshit. And I also knew it would be of no use to my life. And the professor was a real bitch, dropped it. Took it again, Professor G.E., thick Japanese accent. I couldn't handle it. I'm talking to my buddy Antonio on the soccer team. And Antonio says, I saw the final in his desk. I'm like, all right. So one day he has office hours. I sit, I watch. Antonio goes to the bathroom. Professor G.E., leaves, the door's unlocked. Antonio gets the final. Soccer, fucking sprints, Xeroxes it. Sends it back. Finals come. I'm terrified. Flip the page. It's the same final. Got an A. I stopped showing up. Got an A. And there's a picture of me and Antonio doing this. No regrets. None. And I'm doing pretty good with regards to collectibles, as you guys may have seen on my Instagram. So on that note, remember, it's only cheating if you got caught, and they got caught. I will wish you all nothing but sweet dreams.